Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Inside Out Gaming. Today we have a long awaited episode, but I promise you it's full and you're gonna love it, so stick around. So as I said, I'm very sorry for this episode. I know it's taken quite a while, but it's a good episode. So today we're gonna talk about some creepy urban legends, some creepy places around the world, and some conspiracy theories. So yeah, stick around as I said, and let's do it. So the first thing that I want to do is just explain what we're gonna do. So over the next couple weeks, we're gonna do creepy legends every day, maybe, I'm not sure. We're just gonna do like two or three, and they're gonna be from every state. And they're going to be, I think they are in order of, like, what's the name? Alphabet. So, yeah, stick around. So, today we're going to do Alabama, Hell's Gate Bridge. And we are going to do Alaska, the Kushtaka of the Alaskan Triangle. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but quite frankly, I don't care. So, let's do Alabama, Hell's Gate Bridge. Also, my sister's here with me, and she'll be listening as well. And she might have something to say at the end. So, the generally accepted story of Hell's Gate Bridge starts in the 1950s. A young couple driving over the bridge somehow drove their car off the bridge, and one night they both drowned. There are two legends associated with Hell's Gate Bridge. One, that if you drive your car out to the middle of the bridge and turn off the lights, the couple will magically appear in your car and have a wet spot on the seat. The other, which is how the bridge got its name, is the belief that if you drive over the bridge and look over your shoulder halfway through, the scenery behind you turns into a portal to hell engulfed in flames. Potentially to curb ghost hunters and bored teenagers, Hell's Gate Bridge is closed to cars, and it is in much disrepair that walking across is strongly discouraged. That's actually quite scary. That's probably false, though. I'm looking at a picture of the bridge, and if it was like this in the 1950s, someone could have definitely just driven off. It's not that, like, it's a bridge, but there's no, like, wires or nets stopping you from just going through the sides. So, Em, what did you think about that story? True? What'd you rate out of 10?
Well, it was kind of scary, but also you can't really believe it until you try it. But what happens if you just drive over one day and you realise, oh, it's just a normal bridge. And then as soon as you look back, you're at hell.
So out of 10, what do you rank it?
Rank it a 5.
5? Okay, thank you, Emma. So now the one from Alaska, the Kushtaka of the Alaskan Triangle. Everyone knows the story of the Bermuda Triangle, but you might not know about the Alaskan Triangle. On average, 5 out of every 1,000 people go missing in Alaska, according to the LA Times. So even if there is nothing supernatural going on, it's easy to get lost in the Alaskan wilderness. The Tlingit tribe, who live in Juneau, have their own explanation for the high number of missing people. Evil spirits called the Kushtaka. The Kushtaka are shapeshifters, half man, half otter, who lure women and children to the water with fake cries in order to steal their human spirits and drown them. That is mental. There wasn't a lot there. What do you think about them?
Well, I think that was actually kind of creepy, because, you know, you just walk in a forest, okay? And you can hear cries. So you think, I just leave them. But sometimes you have to go to them. But everyone knows about the Bermuda Triangle, boats get lost like that.
The Bermuda Triangle, yeah?
Yeah. But have you ever thought about one that, like, has lava? Yeah?
I don't know what you're on about.
Yeah, maybe you should, like, have you ever thought if the Bermuda Triangle has actually a volcano underneath?
Yeah, it's possible. All right, well, Thanks for that, Em. Oh, wait. Before you go, out of 10, how scary was it?
8.5.
8.5. Wow, quite scary. Actually, shall we do one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do one more. Okay. This is the Arkansas, the Boggy Creek Monster. The Boggy Creek Monster of Falk is Arkansas's version of Sasquatch. He's commonly accepted to be around 7 or 8 feet tall and covered in hair. Legend says that he roams the creek of rural Arkansas. He was first spotted in 1834 when people reported seeing a wild man. People still claim to spot the Boggy Creek Monster today, and he has been the subject of 5 feature-length films, including the 1972's The Legend of the Boggy Creek. Okay, before we go to Emma, I just want to say, it's probably just like someone that just lives there, or someone that's just homeless and they go to the, like, wherever the, where was it again? Roams rural Arkansas. So he's probably just walking, like, I don't think it's a wild man. It's probably just someone that hasn't got home, which probably just goes there. What do you think?
I think it's probably Bigfoot.
Bigfoot, yeah. Well, I mean, that's what it says what it is, but once again, you can't really know until you ask someone. But if I had to say it, that's probably just someone. Probably just a homeless person.
Yeah, probably just like a legend made up.
Yeah. Right. So that was Urban Legends, part one. Now we're going to go to the world's creepiest places. So, number one is the Island of Dolls in Mexico City. There is a bit of Spanish in here, so. Mexico's Isla de las Muñecas, or Island of Dolls, may be tucked away in the Xochimilco canals, south of Mexico City, but it has become a favored tourist attraction for its population of creepy dolls. According to the local legend, when the island's only occupant found a drowned girl in the canal and a doll nearby, he began hanging dolls around the island. Now thousands are strung among the trees. It is unclear if he did so to honor the girl or to ward off any nefarious spirits. The island is only accessible by a boat. I definitely don't want to go there. I'm sure, like, Mexico is amazing, but no thanks. I'm looking at a picture. This is so mental. There's like creepy dolls just sitting on trees. Right, Emma, what do you think?
This is just like creepy dolls with some have missing bits, some have extra bits. It's so creepy. If I had to give it a score, I would give it a, like, probably a 9-ish, 8-ish.
Yeah, okay, good score. I would probably give it the same as well. Now, you're probably thinking, it's dolls. But these are scary. Like Emma said, these have extra limbs. Some are wearing, like, raggy clothes. Some are staring straight at you. Like, it's something out of a nightmare for sure. So, now on to some conspiracy theories. So, we will also be starting to do some conspiracy theories on the podcast. So, some people believe that a research facility in Alaska is a mind control lab. In the mountains of Alaska, you can find high-frequency active auroral research program that helps scientists study the farthest distances of the atmosphere. The facility sits on 33 acres of land and has over 180 antennas. The antennas have collected about the aurora borealis, radio waves, and other atmospheric occurrences. But some think that the antennas are an experimental weapon that control people's minds, according to the Smithsonian. Others believe it caused the Columbia space shuttle to destruct in 2003. In 2016, however, the facility had an open house so the public could see that they were not up to something dangerous. Well, we just uncovered it. So it wasn't actually a mind control lab. And what I want to say is, people definitely like want to just have something to talk about. And that could be anything. It could be, oh, like this celebrity moved their right foot, which means they're trying to signal that they have run out of filtered oxygen. It's like, I just think people just want something to like talk about, and I think this is a case. Like, what evidence do people have that this is actually a mind control lab? Like, you don't look at a house and go, oh, in there, I reckon they're harboring aliens. Like, no one does that. But I just think it's something, like, people just want something to just do, really. So, yeah, that was today's episode. We will definitely be doing more of these kind of things. So stick around, and we will be doing more urban legends from the States. So we have done 3 today. We did Alabama, Alaska, and Arkansas. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and thank you for listening.